Well, welcome to another edition of Legends, and Mike Bolson along with, well, some pretty prestigious and honorable guests, and Tommy and Billy Doherty. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good.
Going great today.
Well, good. You're Legends. What do you think of that?
That's pretty cool. Nice program you're putting forward here.
Great way to keep our youth in athletics. It's the best place for them.
Exactly. We all three grew up on that, and we'll get to that. But, yeah, you understand the purpose of Purple Pride Falls Education Foundation. This is our fifth month of doing Legends. We've had a lot of fun with it and a lot of different guests. And before we get on to your adulthood, I do want to mention your mom and dad, Bill and June. And first off, your thoughts on mom and dad. I mean, pretty cool people.
Well, they're wonderful people. They graduated in a class in 1950 here in the Falls. And dad was on the first Bronco hockey team to qualify for the state tournament. And we have a lot of fun with that over the years. And you know, he refereed hockey and worked in iron mines down on the range there for 21 years. And then moved back up here in 1978.
So, Billy, that's, I guess, how you ended up in Aurora and played high school sports and went to school in Aurora White Lakes High School. And what are your memories of mom and dad?
Well, my big thing is in White Lakes, that was a town that never existed and was started to be built in 1956. And there was no towns. It was just cleared, and they built this community, and all the people worked at Erie Mining Company. We got an arena before the Broncos did in White Lakes. I mean, those adults, all they did was trying to make that the best place that children could ever grow up. And it was unbelievable. Had everything.
Yeah, and I remember playing there, and it's still up today to this day without a high school team, but I think they put on other functions. Let's get on to what you two, I mean, Billy, you growing up in Aurora White Lakes. What did you do after high school, and from there you went on to be running Rainy Lake Houseboats?
Well, we run that together, but, you know, I graduated from high school there, but I started guiding, and I was 9 years old when I went to Kettle Falls for the first summer, and you know, that kind of, I think it made it a lot easier for mom and dad to decide to make the move, because my dad had 22 years in at Erie Mining Company. He liked his job. He, you know, did the refereeing of hockey. We hunted. We did all this. But he got an offer to move up here. And without my dad moving, Tom or I aren't here. We got to work together as a family. Frankly, had a really good experience. This is awesome.
And they still have that family atmosphere with you and Tom. And Tommy, you did graduate from the Falls. And what year did you graduate?
That's right. I got a ring. I graduated in 1982, up here in 78. I went to Old Falls High in ninth grade, which was kind of cool. You know, mom and dad graduated from there. And that was actually the last year the school was used. And, you know, the rest is history, basically. Worked every summer. Billy and I have never had a summer off. I think about that quite a bit, and I think that maybe someday everybody should have a pity party for us. But we do get to have some fun in the wintertime and in the fall, and we look forward to that every year.
Yeah, and again, I believe in 1978 is when the business was, I guess, purchased by the Doherty family. And from there on, like you said, you and Billy have never had a summer off. And I don't think you guys would have it any other way. I mean, growing up, guiding and running a houseboat operation, that had to be fun, but a lot of work, too.
Well, it's a lot of work, but with that, there's a lot of fun things that come with it, and the people are really where it's at. You know, some of our guests have been coming for so long-time friendships. We have one group of people that they're getting older now. They're our age, right? They aren't going to make it this year, but they were coming for almost 20 years, and then we'd go pheasant hunting with them down in Iowa. So those are some of the relationships that you end up creating with some of your guests, and it's, you know, you see their faces every year. It's a lot of fun.
And Billy, I give you a hard time once in a while, and you hate it when I say it, but I'm going to say it again. Probably the best guide on Rainy Lake. You know, as Tommy's back there running the operations, you're out a lot of times taking people fishing pretty much every day all summer long, aren't you?
I do it pretty steady, you know, and very fortunate. It's something I love. Started out young, you know. My brother's on land here, and if he wasn't on land here, I couldn't do what I do for our guests up the lake. You know, it's a team family effort, and it's one we both love. It, you know, we have a pretty decent winter schedule.
Would you like to elaborate on that? Or
you know, I mean, once the October 1st rolls around, our houseboats are in, and we obviously they've got to be taken care of and everything done, but we get to hunt and go on vacation and do different things.
You know, I got to bring this up because we know the last 4 or 5 years has been weird, to say the least, with the pandemic and then the floods of last year. And I'm pretty sure, and I think you guys had some dock damage and stuff like that. And you got through it, and you still got the boats out all last summer. But how's the last 5 years as you have gotten older? How has that been on you?
Well, it's been interesting. You know, the COVID was a roller coaster. We were actually shut down for 10 days. And that was all of the houseboat operations in Minnesota. And it was kind of an arbitrary thing that happened. It was like, how could anybody in their right mind want to shut the one thing that you could safely do with your family members? And we have, we work with the other houseboat operators in northern Minnesota, and we actually hired 2 attorneys, and we got back in 10 days, which is absolutely amazing, given what was going on and how all the other businesses were being affected. Last year, the flood, that was definitely a challenge for everybody here, everybody on the lake, even the people in the community. And we had to slow things down for 10 days to build some things up and make some preparations so we could continue to serve our guests and get them out there safely and make sure that they have a good time. And thankfully, you know, with the help of community members and the county and different organizations that, you know, stepped up and made the sandbags available and people delivering them, you know, all of those things that helped us get through it. But, you know, we spent a lot of money to stay open, but what else could you possibly do? Mm-hmm. You know, you just have to do it.
Well said. Bill, can you add any to that? Or?
Well, it was our community rose like you can't believe, to the point when the SBA came up here, they were going to provide loans for people that got flooded out in houses and all that. They didn't have any to do. They stopped that flood in its tracks. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, you look at what Thunderbird Lodge did, running those pumps.
Yeah.
You know, all this stuff. It was just amazing, all this that's gone on.
But you mentioned community, and I'll mention it again, Falls Education Foundation and the Purple Pride. I know both of you are big supporters of that. And just so everybody knows, we're going to have a houseboat trip later on in the late summer and possibly maybe even late fall, where you guys are going to be giving away a houseboat trip based on, I think they buy raffle tickets. Is that true? Or is that what you guys plan on doing?
The Purple Pride is going to, you know, work with the athletic teams, and they're going to sell raffle tickets through the whole school year and probably draw that next spring at the end of the season. And they think that they can, you know, make that money work for what they were making with Purple Pride before the golf course is in this, I don't know what you want to call it, but it's not open, put it that way.
I can just imagine we're going to sell a lot of tickets. I say we're, I mean, I feel like I'm a part of Purple Pride. I know you two also feel like you're a part of it because you support it so much. So that's a heck of a generous thing. And you guys do, you know, and I know you guys don't like accolades, but you do so much for our community in doing things like this and supporting things in town that people don't even know. So I know you don't like a lot of the accolades, but I'm giving them to you today, Tommy. What do you think?
Well, thank you. And, you know, a little bit on the Purple Pride, and my understanding, and Billy mentioned this with him and Jim Knapp, we're working on this together, and it's a great opportunity for them to bounce back and hopefully make up for the loss that they'll have from not having the golf scramble. You know, they were quick on their feet to come up with a plan to try and help that cause. So let's hope that it does, and hopefully people will buy tickets and go on a nice trip with their family.
There you go. And I want to remind people, and it's in one of your ads that I like to run a lot, is staycations are pretty cool. I know I've done it probably 3-4 times over the years. I haven't for the last 3 years. Is if you want a really fun trip, okay, give them a call, see what time of the year they can get you out there on that lake, because good family get-togethers, graduation get-togethers, just give them a call, a little staycation on Rainy Lake, and you guys will set them up, right?
Absolutely.
Billy, what do you think of that idea?
I think it's a great idea.
Okay.
I'll tell you, you know, you talk about the community. The community does a lot for us. I mean, it's... I don't think there's a better place to live than International Falls. You know, people say, you're from International Falls? You know, they're thinking the cold. I says, I wouldn't live any other place. You know, we travel and maybe go to warm, but you have a hard time. I don't think I've ever been away for a month yet.
you get out there and you say, well, maybe we should go back. But again, I want to thank you both, Tom and Bill Doherty, and co-owners out there at Rainy Lake Houseboats. If nothing else, stop by, say hi to them, and maybe they can tell you where to go fishing, right, Bill?
You know what? I give all our people a fishing report.
Reports, not spots.
You know, I did put it up on our website one time, and I'm out there fishing, and everybody's talking about the Rainy Lake Houseboat fishing report, so I had to stop that.
Well, thanks, guys. And again, thank you so much for what you do for Purple Pride and the Falls Education Foundation, and what you do for everybody. You guys are awesome guys, so thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.